from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Cuban artist Tania Bruguera has been thrown in jail for her boundary-pushing art projects. Now she's bringing her extreme approach to the Bay Area for a summer class on political art. She wants to inspire local artists to do more than just spark conversation. KQED's Ryan Levy reports.
It's the first day of class, but this is no ordinary classroom.
I hate attendance. I don't take attendance in my classes, but...
The lesson, held in a big, echoey gallery space, is part of Cuban artist Tania Bruguera's project at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco.
Let's start by people saying examples of things they think are
arte útil. Arte útil. That's the Spanish term for useful art, Bruguera's special brand of political art. Several days a week throughout the summer, dozens of students gather on a bright orange carpet at the Yerba Buena Center to learn about it.
We don't want to improve the way things are. We actually want to change what is going on.
Change what's going on. Like the alternative Cuban newspaper, Bruguera created in opposition to Cuba's state-controlled media. Or the year she spent living on minimum wage in a tiny apartment in New York with undocumented immigrants, working with other artists to provide services to immigrants from across the city. But some students in Bruguera's Yerba Buena Center class are confused as to why an artist would be doing work usually handled by journalists or social service providers.
If the whole point is operational, so if you're going to make houses for homeless people, why is it even arte útil? Why is it not just útil?
I asked Bruguera that exact question. Why does she call her work art? She says it's about rethinking and expanding what the function of art is in our society.
For whom are we doing art, and what is the goal of practicing art? And also, it is important to extend the idea of art as a tool for social change.
She says she doesn't want to give in to the people who say artists are just absent-minded painters who can't impact society. And she's not alone. 4 years ago, Bruguera founded a global Arte Útil Association. It maintains an archive with hundreds of projects dating back more than 100 years. Many of those projects over the years have come out of the Bay Area, like Bonnie Orashirk's The Farm.
Now, when you think of a city, you think of freeways like this, lots of traffic, pollution, and concrete. But would you think of a farm in the middle of a city?
That's a local TV news story about Shirk's project from 1980. The Bay Area artist took the land around a Highway 101 interchange and created a community farm full of animals, gardens, and educational programming for kids. Like Bruguera, Shirk isn't just using her art to tell people about the importance of protecting the natural world. She's doing something about it.
I have dug up lots of asphalt and concrete and planted thousands of trees and made beautiful learning zones and gardens that has transformed acres of very sterile, barren land.
Shirk says it's actually getting harder to do some of these kinds of projects in the Bay Area because of bureaucratic roadblocks. This makes Bruguera's Arte Útil class at the Yerba Buena Center and the dozens of future Arte Útil practitioners she's training even more important to the people who want to see this kind of work and these kinds of artists thrive in the Bay Area. I'm Ryan Levy, KQED News.